the first film made by French director Jean-Paul Rapineau back in 1966 was a comedy about World War II. It was called A Matter of Resistance, and it dealt with the German occupation of France. Bob Mondello notes that 35 years later, the director has returned to that subject in his latest film, Bon Voyage.
The year is 1940, and with the Germans advancing, Paris is in a bit of an uproar. But Vivienne, a gorgeous screen siren for whom self-absorption is a way of life, has a more pressing problem. There's a tuxedoed dead man on her bedroom floor. She enlists Frederick, a childhood buddy, to help get rid of it, which almost works, but as he's driving away in a downpour, Frederick has an accident. The trunk pops open, the body is exposed, and Frederick lands in jail. Vivienne is too busy protecting her career to feel terribly guilty, but with all the confusion as the Germans advance, Frederick manages to escape. He hooks up with various folks, thieves, scientists, politicians, and somehow they all end up in the dining room of the Hotel Splendide in Bordeaux. Alas, before they can quite sit down to lunch, someone recognizes Frederick as a fugitive, and as they say, hijinks ensue. Director Jean-Paul Rapineau likes to mix humor with epic sweep. He made the swashbucklers Cyrano de Bergerac and Horseman on the Roof, and there aren't many directors who can orchestrate chaos as prettily as he can. Frederick's escape from that crowded dining room is beautifully shot, with much leaping atop tables and crashing through windows, sort of a cinematic ballet with Pink Panther acrobatics. If you have a mind to carp, you'll note that all the running around doesn't always add up to much. There's loads of plot, but what's most memorable about Bon Voyage is atmosphere. That and the synchronized star turns. The cast includes not just impossibly youthful Isabella Gianni and improbably slender Gerard Depardieu, but also American actor Peter Coyote, speaking credibly in both French and German. They help the director make the case that even a tragic social collapse can have its light moments, and that those moments are worth recreating in painstaking detail before we wish their memory a bon voyage. I'm Bob Mondello.